Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined here by my co-host Alessia Rastani from LeadingTrader.com and by our guest Charlie Morris, who's now head of multi-asset for Newscape Capital Group. How are you today, Charlie?
Very well, sir. And how are you?
I've got man flu, so I was going to say I'm macho, and I haven't got anything wrong with me, but you can imagine I'm laid low with this, you know. So I'm going to let my younger, more lively assistant do most of the talking. But we had the blowout for gold earlier in the week. Any significance to that, as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, gold went to a premium because of Brexit, you know, in a world of uncertainty. Brexit's no longer the uncertainty that it was. We know it's coming. Markets don't like uncertainty. Yeah, they don't mind bad news. They just don't like, what is it going to be? We know what's going to be now. I think you've also got this idea that the economic data that's coming through is super strong. We saw the ISM yesterday. It's telling us, and on both sides of the Atlantic, the economy is much stronger than the bears believe, much stronger. And for that reason, bond yields, the pressure's upward. A little bit of inflation pressure as well, but more bond yield pressure because they're too low.
I've just got a couple of cynical points, Zach-type points. So the first is that the market's been caught off guard because I think they were expecting Brexit would be a fudget, not a Brexit. So that was the first thing. So there's been a bit of surprise there, hence the pound falling. The other point is, with all the economic data you're mentioning, the central banks don't care about economic data, really, do they? They've got a policy of zero interest rates to try and prop up banks and, you know, make sure that we can finance the $152 trillion of debt that we've got around the world now at 0% or negative rates, and that determines the interest rate policy, not economic data.
Quite possibly, but they are now behind the curve, and it's going to get increasingly embarrassing. You're seeing that in inflation expectations that are rising.
I remember last time you were here, actually, you were right, and I agreed with you that you are bearish on gold. Smart money, most of the institutions have been bearish, heavily short on gold. So we've seen this breakdown of 1300. Psychological level of 1300, which actually I was expecting for that level to break. But just before the show, you mentioned that 1250 would be a nice value level, your value level for gold. So is that the levels you're expecting that gold probably would hold, 1250 to 1200 maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I've built a fair value model through, you can see it on atlaspulse.com. And essentially, it takes in inflation, it takes in inflation expectations, it takes in bond yields, it takes in historic CPI. It adjusts it, and the fair value for gold today is $1,252.
Interesting.
Now, gold has traded at a premium ever since 2008. Yeah, why not? It's been uncertain times. Pre-2008, gold was at a significant discount for a long time. Yeah. So the question really is, do you expect gold? So the premiums come down from 15% to zero, or to 1% in the last week. But do you expect gold to stay at a premium, given that the economic data is strong? I think there's a good chance that gold now goes to a discount. Also, that fair value is under threat from rising bond yields. So as bond yields go up, that fair value comes down. Now, there's a conundrum here because inflation expectations are rising. That's good for gold, but not as fast as bond yields. So real rates are rising, right? The difference between the two. Mm-hmm. Crucially, it's very bullish for commodities. And indeed, if you look at the price of gold relative to commodities in general, actually gold's at 100% premium to the commodity market. So you can expect, you know, oil at 50 should be 100. That's how you close it, not by gold halving. So that, you know, it's oil, it's food, it's industrial metals. All of that stuff is a bargain basement. Gold bugs should be buying the rest of the commodities market.
Interesting. So you consider this flush down, and I agree with that, as a matter of fact. I think you're absolutely right. This I guess, correction, if you want to call it, in the gold market is a buying opportunity, in your view.
It's a buying opportunity for the rest of the commodities market.
For the rest of the commodities
market. I mean, gold's not going to start rising until we've got the rise in bond yields out of the way.
So I understand you. So not for gold, but for other commodities?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, think about being a value investor. You have an idea of something that's going to happen. What's the cheap way to get exposure to that? So if you believe in rising inflation, commodities are correct. But because gold today is at a significant premium to commodities, commodities offer the opportunity. In the year 2000, commodities were at a premium to gold. So gold was dirt cheap back then, and what a trade it turned out to be.
Which commodities do you think that this would benefit?
Well, I like things like nickel, aluminium, copper less so, it's not that cheap. I love the softs, I've been in there for some time.
Like
I think
corn, soybeans?
Well, the softs are coffee, cotton, and sugar. Okay. Grains are soybeans, corn, wheat. Those are actually at 20-year lows, those charts. And you know, one assumes they're going to turn. So I do think there's an opportunity there. Trend's not there yet, but I believe it'll come.
On that note, Charlie Morris, head of multi-asset for Newscape Capital Group, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you, and good luck with the flu.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break, hopefully.